This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Gupta. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged every citizen to celebrate National Handloom Day today with enthusiasm and joy. Sharing a video message, Mr. Modi said that on August 7, 1905, the Swadeshi movement was launched as part of India's struggle for independence, and people from all walks of life united and fought a historic battle against British rule. He encouraged people to support poor weaving families and artisans who create fabrics with their own hands. Mr. Modi also appealed to the countrymen to purchase at least one handloom product, make a video about it and share it across the country and the world. National Handloom Day is observed every year on the 7th of August to commemorate the Swadeshi movement launched on the same day in 1905. The Union Cabinet yesterday approved Gobardhan, the National Circular Bioenergy Scheme, with a total outlay of 23,731 crore rupees to boost clean energy and rural economy. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme will be implemented from 2026-27 to 2035-36 and establish compressed biogas as a major pillar of India's future energy mix. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has also approved the construction of four-lane highway from Guwahati to Tezpur along the National Highway 15 in Assam. On Cabinet's approval of Gobardhan scheme, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post said the decision is a vital step towards clean energy, rural prosperity and realizing the country's collective dream of becoming a self-reliant nation. Further, the Prime Minister highlighted the Guwahati-Tezpur corridor project in Assam will reduce travel time, improve road safety and ease congestion through major bypasses at various locations. Commerce and Industry Ministry has refuted claims in media that India is importing and intends to import large quantities of ethanol from the United States for fuel blending as baseless and factually incorrect. In a statement, the ministry said that ethanol used for fuel blending under the Ethanol Blended with Petrol program is sourced entirely from domestic producers as per the domestic policy framework. It stressed that there is no import of ethanol for fuel blending from the US. Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal yesterday said that India's ports should be measured not only by cargo throughput and operational efficiency but also by their ability to withstand evolving security risks. Addressing the second National Port Security Conference 2026 in New Delhi, Mr. Sonowal called for a technology-led transformation of India's maritime security architect, saying the country's expanding port network and growing role in global trade require security systems that are resilient, integrated, and equipped to counter emerging cyber and geopolitical threats. Political activity intensified both inside and outside the Jharkhand Assembly on the opening day of the monsoon session over the JPSC and JSSC examination controversy. The students' agitation over the alleged irregularities in the JPSC and JSSC examinations and their demand for greater transparency has reached a crucial stage. The state government has initiated efforts to break the deadlock. On the directions of Chief Minister Hemant Soren, a high-level committee comprising four ministers has been constituted to hold talks with the agitating students. In response, the protesting students camping at Jaipal Singh Munda Stadium in Ranchi have announced an eight-member delegation to represent them during the discussions within the ministers. Meanwhile, the issue dominated the political discourse both inside and outside the Jharkhand Assembly yesterday. Led by Leader of Opposition Babula Marandi, BJP and NDA legislators staged a protest demanding a CBI inquiry into the alleged irregularities. Now into the sports. In badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma, Ashmita Chaliha and Rakshita Ramraj have progressed to the women's single quarterfinals at the Korea Masters in Asan. Tanvi continued her impressive run by defeating her compatriot Shriyanshi Velishetty 21-16, 17-21, 21-13 in the pre-quarterfinals. Ashmita beat home favourite Kim Minji 21-17, 21-6, while Rakshita defeated Japan's Manami Suzu 22-20. 21-10. However, Anmol Skarab's Ishrani Baruha's and Mansi Singh's Korea Master campaign came to an end in the pre-quarterfinals. In the men's double pre-quarterfinals, the Indian duo of Prithvi Krishnamurthy Roy and Krishna Prasad Garaga defeated a South Korean pair to secure a place in the quarterfinals. All eyes will now be on today's women's single and men's double quarterfinal match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.